Well, hey there, and welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby. Thanks so much for joining us today on the podcast. Today, I want to talk about something that I found really practical. It's not very deep, but it's a great reminder. And here's the reminder that before we make a major decision, the Bible says that we need to count the cost. We need to count the cost. Here's what Proverbs 20, verse 25 says. It is foolish and rash to make a promise to the Lord before counting the cost. Now, let me tell you why I find this so practical. Sometimes we think it doesn't matter what decision we make. Sometimes if somebody keeps asking us over and over and over again, sometimes they wear us down, or sometimes when our day is full of decisions, by the end of the day, we have what researchers call decision fatigue, where we're so tired of making decisions that if we're not careful, we'll make a bad decision. Here's what I've learned. Every single decision has a price tag. Every decision costs us something. You have to ask yourself, what is this decision going to cost me? And there's at least four areas that'll cost us in the area of our time, in the area of money, in the area of energy, and in the area of relationships. Let me give you a great example of this. Basically, I'm telling you, it's okay to tell people this one line today, let me get back to you. It's okay to pause and to count the cost. It's okay to put a gap between the request and your response. Don't be pressured, because there is a law of life that Proverbs and Ecclesiastes both teach. And here's that law. It is always easier to get in than it is to get out. It is always easier to get in than it is to get out. It's easier to get in debt than to get out of debt. It's easier to get into a relationship than to get out of a relationship. It is easier to fill your schedule than to fulfill your schedule. It is always easier to get in than it is to get out. Listen to what Luke 14, verses 28 and 29 says. It says, if you want to build a tower, you first sit down and decide how much it'll cost to see if you have enough money to finish the job. If you don't, you might lay the foundation, but you would not be able to finish. Then all who would see it would make fun of you. See, before we make a decision, we need to count the cost in the area of time, money, energy, and family. Think about that. Before you buy that next thing, when you buy that house, what's it going to cost you? Because it's not just money, it's also time, energy, and affects your family. Or what about that relationship? If you're single and you're about to get engaged, what's that going to cost you? Are you ready to count the cost? And so let me just ask this question today. Where in your life do you need to make a major decision? Where in your life is there something that you've got to make a decision about? Is it worth it? Today, I would encourage you, count the cost before you commit. Hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. And hey, I want to invite you to be part of our services this Sunday, both at 9:30 and 11. It's going to be an incredible weekend as we walk into this week of the 4th of July. And if you're in the Sugar Hill area, I want to invite you to be part of what Sugar Hill calls Sparks in the Park. You can go to the City of Sugar Hill website, or you can go to their Facebook page. It's got all the details, but tons of our church family will be there, and we'd love for you to come hang out with us. Well, I hope you have a great day today. We'll see you back here tomorrow with Pastor Chuck for the Friday's edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.